This is Morning Edition on 91.5 KBSX. Today, Governor Butch Otter starts off the final session of the state legislature he'll preside over with his annual State of the State address. In that vein, we're bringing you our State of the Station check-in with Boise State Public Radio General Manager Tom Michael. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Matt.
So we've got a lot to cover. It's been quite a year. What's sort of on your prospects for this year? What are your big bullet-pointed items? Just quick gloss.
Sure. Quick gloss is we continue to improve our infrastructure. We've got exciting new editorial projects. And also, we're expanding our board.
All right. So we got lots to get to then. You spoke about infrastructure. What are we doing to improve that infrastructure? We've got a pretty vast network that brings the station to much of southern Idaho. So what are some projects we've completed to either improve that network or what's in the works?
So from the MJ Murdoch Charitable Trust, they're based in Washington, we applied for a competitive grant, and they will match dollar for dollar a three-year infrastructure project. That project is a $500,000 project, so we're putting in $250,000. Improving reliability and redundancy across our network, which, you, as you said, 18 transmitters and translators throughout the state. Especially, you'll hear it in the Treasure Valley. You'll continue to hear it, especially around Twin Falls area, where we have some projects planned. And there's already been some upgrades to the headquarters here in Boise.
So we sometimes are posting on our website about how we've got outages, we've got half power, all that stuff. Long term, is this gonna address and fix most of those problems?
It'll be much improved, absolutely. In fact, the new power redundancy we added here at the headquarters has been a huge help already.
Another avenue you said that we're pursuing is community engagement. What exactly does that sort of blanket term mean?
Sure. So we're putting more energy and shifting some personnel resources to more of those news community panels we've done in the past. We also have a new development director, Amy Moran, who has set us a calendar of more events. You'll be seeing Boise State Public Radio people and personalities, yourself included, Matt, more out in the community.
I feel as if I've just been volunteered to do something. do we have any events scheduled or on the horizon?
There'll be some events in winter, but we also will be a participant again in Story Fort, which is part of Tree Fort this spring.
So we're going to be out there.
Oh yeah.
All right. You said programming changes as well. Daily talk show, that is in the works. That's coming along. We've got Gemma now at the station. Can you give us some more details about the daily talk show?
Gemma Gaudette was our hire for our local host position. And she's an excellent journalist. She'll be a familiar voice to some in the Treasure Valley. We are building that team still. We added Samantha Wright. She has left the hosting chair at All Things Considered, and she'll be part of that show. She'll also be launching a podcast called The Legislative Breakdown that'll be available on iTunes. So we're ramping up. We're building that team for that local show, and we'll have more announcements in the future.
We'll talk a little bit about the podcast because, I mean, we're Boise State Public Radio is now basically getting back into the podcast game. We had some of the parts last year. What are your expectations for this one?
Matt, the Legislative Breakdown that Samantha is hosting will be kind of a everyday look at the legislature, kind of breaking down the difficulties and the policy changes and making it more consumable to the average listener.
And it's not only Samantha, it's Gary Moncrief, Boise State University political science professor, and then they have like a rotating cast of guests.
It'll be fascinating listening, but you have to subscribe to it.
And it's available on iTunes and wherever you get your podcast.
Exactly.
In addition to the talk show and the podcast, we're expanding wildly in terms of our editorial content. We've got a regional journalism collaborative going now, right?
Yeah, essentially, Matt, we're starting a news bureau across 6 public radio stations in 5 states, Idaho, Utah, Colorado, Wyoming, and Montana, with the editor based here in Idaho covering issues of natural resources, expanding cities in the Intermountain West, the rural and urban divide, and that'll be coming this spring.
You said that you also want to talk about expanding our community advisory board. Who are they, and what can listeners do to get involved if they want to join?
We have more than a dozen community advisory members. They represent regions throughout the state. They represent different professions, and basically they're advocates for the station, and we're looking to expand. We're actually especially looking to expand our advisory board in applicants from Canyon and Valley counties. So this is the ultimate in how the listener can help the station. They can contact the station here, and we can get you in touch with our board president, David Lombardi.
All right, Canyon and Valley counties, you're on notice. Tom, thanks so much for coming in today. State of the Station 2018.
It's been a pleasure.